deal, but I think the deal will go on for a long time.
SNAP federal food assistance serving 42 million Americans set to run out of money on Saturday. Democrats still holding out for a continuation of subsidies to help millions of Americans pay for health care. Republicans say they'll discuss it, but only after the government reopens. At least 30 more people were killed across the Caribbean as Hurricane Melissa swept through, and five more people arrested overnight in connection with the Louvre crown jewel heist. This is ABC News. Five more people are in custody in relation to the robbery at the Louvre. That brings to seven in all. The French crown jewels still have not been located, and some are worried they may already have been melted down. It drives middle school teachers absolutely nuts. Dictionary.com is out with its word of the year, and ABC's Michelle Franzen has what it is.
The new word of the year is numbers 6-7. But if you know, you know it's never expressed as 67. Parents and teachers say the kids and teens are using the term to say so-so, or maybe this, or maybe that. The term's origin is unclear. Dictionary.com says it can be traced back to Skrilla's song, Doot Doot 6-7. Others link it to NBA player LaMelo Ball, who was 6 foot and 7 inches tall. Language experts say the social signal has also become an inside joke, and soon will be replaced with a new word. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
And I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Northwest Wisconsin zone saw the largest totals for this year's bear hunting season, which fell short of the statewide harvest target. According to preliminary results released by the DNR, on Wednesday, the 2025 season saw a total of 3,724 bears harvested across the state. That total was over 300 bears short of the overall harvest target of 4,075 bears, and slightly below the five-year harvest average of about 3,800 bears. The 2025 bear hunting season ran from September 3rd to October 7th, with 13,110 bear hunting licenses awarded to hunters across the state. Hunting Zone A in northern Wisconsin was the only zone to exceed the harvest target, seeing a total of 1,161 bears harvested with a target of 1,075. The DNR issued 1,680 licenses in Zone A, leading to a hunter success rate of 69%. Hunting Zone D in western Wisconsin saw the second highest harvest total, but did fall short of its harvest target. Hunters harvested 906 bears in the zone with a target of 1,100. The DNR also issued 3,570 licenses, leading to a hunter success rate of only 25%. The Northwest Wisconsin hunting zones accounted for a preliminary combined total harvest of 2,067 bears. Hunting zones B, C, E, and F combined for a total of 1,657. Northwest Wisconsin led the way in a resurgent bear hunting season last year, with 1,237 bears harvested in Zone A and 1,177 bears harvested in Zone D. Overall, the 2024 season saw a total of 4,285 bears harvested, which is over 500 more than the 2025 season. You can find this information in an article posted on civicmedia.us. Thursday, November 27th at 8 a.m., you're invited out to the Turkey Trot 5K Walk Run at the Flambeau River YMCA. This is a fun event for the whole family, so come run or walk dressed up in your turkey best. Prizes will be awarded to the first female and male overall finishers. They will also be collecting donations for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, and a door prize raffle winner will be drawn after the last finisher. You can receive extra door prize entries for non-perishable food items, one extra entry per item, and all paid early bird registrations will receive a Park Falls beanie while supplies last. Early bird registration ends November 17th. You can register online at business.parkfalls.com or pick up a paper form from the Park Falls Chamber office. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, November 27th at 8 a.m. over at the Flambeau River YMCA right here in Park Falls. Finally, leaders can begin overhauling Wisconsin's prisons. Savannah Tomielsen reports.
On both sides of the aisle, leaders have long debated what to do about our overcrowded prisons and troubled youth facilities. Governor Tony Evers' plan in his budget would have included $500 million to get things done faster, but the legislature removed his plans. In a meeting of the State Building Commission Tuesday, leaders voted unanimously to release $15 million to begin planning. Here's the governor.
Basically, this is to release the money so that we can finally get this project going. Simple as that.
This is the baby step of baby steps. Eventually, the goal is to close the old Green Bay Correctional and close Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake Youth Institutions once they build alternatives in Madison and Milwaukee. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Anacua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Anacua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Anacua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at AnacuaCars.com.
28 days and counting. That's how long the federal government has been shut down, tying up not only federal agencies like the U.S. Department of Agriculture, but also policy advancement like a new farm bill. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. The National Farmers Union thinks that the farm bill can cross the finish line yet this year. Details on that next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Wisconsin native Mike Strands is the vice president of advocacy for the National Farmers Union. Their focus right now is on key policy priorities, including the urgent need for a new farm bill. Strands, who's vice president of advocacy, says several critical policy issues are still unresolved, and the organization right now working to make sure producers' voices are heard.
Given the circumstances with the farm economy, that yes, there should be some sort of assistance provided to family farmers and ranchers because of the trade disruptions, but that ought to be part of a greater picture about farm policy reform and farm policy improvements that could happen through a farm bill negotiation that might happen here this fall. We've heard Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, G.T. Thompson, speak about his interest in having a farm bill markup on the House side. I think moving forward with something like that is a great opportunity to make some of these changes, and we ought to take a look at the whole picture.
That's Wisconsin native Mike Strands, who is the vice president of advocacy for the National Farmers Union. He says given the fact that the farm bill has expired already, it's the third year in a row where that's happened to the farm bill. He believes that there's an opportunity by the end of this year or early in 2026 to still get something done on the rest of the farm bill.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop bill? Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
And 10 Wisconsin FFA members are continuing in competition at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. They are now a part of the final phase of evaluation for National Agricultural Proficiency Awards. You want to follow along? FFA.org has the latest update. There's your look at food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
Do the Bucks have a new leader? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks' new center, Miles Turner, picked up in that trade with the Indiana Pacers, so far has done a lot to help set up his teammates with good shots. Is that a form of leadership? Head coach Doc Rivers.
It just tells you, it's funny talking to Reggie Miller before the game because he knows Indiana. He said, man, you like that leadership? I said, it's amazing. I said, I never knew. He said, no, that was the key for them. He was such a great leader.
The Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tonight.
NFL, the Packers preparing to host the Carolina Panthers Sunday at noon. Quarterback Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Love completed 20 passes in a row against the Steelers. Had he ever done that before in college or high school?
I don't know, honestly. I don't know who keeps stats like that in high school, so I don't know. I'm not sure.
Kids seem to know how many points they always score.
I don't know. Probably the first time ever, yeah.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. Some fog this morning, but that will burn off here later today. But we will stay cloudy with a high right around 48 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to 31 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers, maybe even a flurry mixed in with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28. 98 Q Country.
I'm a chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Touch of a precious child and no mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. My life, and for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
Sister cries out from her baby bed, brother runs in, feathers on his head. Mama's in her room, learning how to sew. Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings Elijah and Dear John. And time marches on, time marches on. sisters using rouge and clear complexion soap. Brother's wearing beads and he smokes a lot of dope. Mama is depressed, barely makes a sound. Daddy's got a girlfriend in another town. Bob Dylan sings like a rolling stone, and time marches on, time marches on. The South moves north, the North moves south. A star is born, a star burns out. The only thing that stays the same is everything changes, everything changes. Calls herself a sexy grandma. Brother's on a diet for high cholesterol. Mama's out of touch with reality. Daddy's in the ground beneath the maple tree. As the angels sing an old Hank Williams song, time marches on, time marches on. Time marches on, time marches on, time marches on, time
Listen to content on demand? Go to 98qcountry.com and click on podcasts.
I was a 10-year train wreck with the last call on. Yeah!
as she took the stage. She was convinced if she got up there that she'd be discovered someday. So she belted it. She hit the high notes fearlessly. Oh, she melted them as she brought them to their feet. She was a big star at Banana Joe's bar, where she sang karaoke every night. She said, if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. Fell in love with her face. After a couple of weekends, the groupies were crawling all over the place. She signed autographs like she was Garth Brooks in a skirt. And in the aftermath, that small time town was hers. She was a big star at Joe's bar, where she sang karaoke every night. She said, if you work hard to get where you are, feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star.
Now you're walking up asking me to dance. steel drum playing, waking up on the beach, if you know what I'm saying. One more night would be more than all right with me. So hold on, baby, 'cause you got soul and you know how to use it. Put your hand on my hip, 'cause you know that I lose it. You got my heart racing like there's nothing to it. Falling in love to the beat of the music. We're falling in love to the beat of the music. Beat of the music.
Country.
And here we go into a Thursday morning here. Joel here. How you guys doing? Hope you are well on this pre-Halloween Thursday morning as we get things off and moving here today. And we got another busy day today. We're going to be chatting a little bit with the head coach of the Prentice volleyball team. Mike Murphy will join us about 8 o'clock previewing the Prentice and Rib Lake contest, which is coming up tonight. At 7 o'clock, Jeff Haken will have the call of that contest for you right here. And then, depending on what happens there, we are going to provide some coverage of the cross-country state meet for you. We're going to wait and see what happens with the game tonight. We may send Mr. Haken in down there or some other stuff, but we will have some live coverage from the state cross-country meet in Wisconsin Rapids on Saturday. Stay tuned for info on that tomorrow. Packers this weekend, of course. We'll have coverage of that for you on Sunday. We'll announce the winner of our zoo ticket winners, if you entered that yesterday. That text message will be going out here very shortly to have whoever is the winner of that here this morning. A little bit cool. I mean, 26-27. I guess it's become normal now, right? So we're all right. No more freeze advisories. I saw the beeping on the screen last night, and my phone had a notice on it, a weather notice. I'm just like, please, no more frost advisories. We get it. It's, you know, almost November. But it was a dense fog advisory for this morning, which you may or may not be affected by. I drove in through the city here this morning. I didn't see a whole lot, but in the outlying areas could be some of that. So watch out for the school buses and stuff like that. Some of the visibility could be a little bit limited out there here this morning, so be careful. Maybe allow yourself, if you peek your head out, if you're looking out your window wherever you are and you see that kind of that haze, you know, you might want just a few extra minutes to get to where you need to be, because it might be a little bit slower. And again, those school buses, you got to be very aware of what's happening with that. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports, so let's take a moment here at 6:30 here on this 30th of October to update you on what's going on with ABC News kicking it off.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The war in Ukraine intensifying overnight. Ukrainian officials say Russia launched one of its largest attacks of the war. More than 700 drones and missiles fired across nearly all of Ukraine. President Trump says a deal with China has been brokered for trade during a sit-down with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the APEC summit in South Korea. On Air Force One afterwards, the president said,
"We have a deal. Now every year we'll renegotiate the deal, but I think the deal will go on for a long time."
SNAP federal food assistance serving 42 million Americans set to run out of money on Saturday. Democrats still holding out for a continuation of subsidies to help millions of Americans pay for health care. Republicans say they'll discuss it, but only after the government reopens. At least 30 more people were killed across the Caribbean as Hurricane Melissa swept through, and 5 more people arrested overnight in connection with the Louvre crown jewel heist. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Park Falls Police Department would like to remind you that winter parking restrictions will begin on November 1st. This means that you are not allowed to park any vehicle or leave any vehicle standing on any street from 2 a.m. until 6 a.m. between November 1st and May 1st, except as expressly allowed by the chief of police or his designee per administrative policy. From October 25th to October 31st, officers will be placing reminder notices on any vehicles parked on city streets that would be in violation on or after November 1st. They hope the reminders will encourage everyone to start parking off-street now to form a habit and avoid the issuance of a citation on or after November 1st. You are welcome to contact the police department if you have any questions about winter parking. Once again, Park Falls winter parking restrictions do begin on November 1st. Saturday, November 8th from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., it's a holiday fair over at St. Anthony's Padua Center. This features a general store and bakery, crafts, themed gift baskets, homespun Christmas items, raffles, and more. There will also be a harvest lunch served with hot turkey and gravy on a bun with cranberries, coleslaw, pumpkin crumble dessert, and beverage, all for $10 with carryouts available. And don't miss the handmade quilt event. This will feature a beautiful handmade full-size quilt designed and donated by Pauline Fenzel, Kathy City, and Jane Korob. Chances are available for $5 each or 3 for 10. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 8th from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. over at St. Anthony's Padua Center in Park Falls. Wisconsin is the only place in the nation where Veterans Day is not a state holiday. Now some lawmakers want to change that. Savannah Tomey-Olson reports.
It started out as Armistice Day in 1919, marking the end of World War I. It became a federal holiday about 20 years later, and then in the 50s was renamed Veterans Day to honor all who served. Over time, 49 states have made it a state holiday, and Wisconsin is the only holdout. State Representative Maureen McCarville.
We are better than that. We have to be better than that. This legislation, if we can get it to a vote, will help Wisconsin catch up with history. Let us do something for a veteran and declare November 11th a state holiday.
Democratic lawmakers have introduced three bills that would benefit veterans, including one to make Veterans Day a state holiday. That idea has been floating around for years. It passed the state Senate in 2017, but the Assembly never voted on it. And in Governor Tony Evers' state budget proposal, he wanted to make Veterans Day and Juneteenth state holidays. But Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee removed those provisions. Jim Gingras is a retired Air Force lieutenant colonel.
These are not partisan issues. These are Wisconsin issues. And honestly, I know that the legislature can come together and find the compromise solution, to find that way to come together to honor those who have served us, to honor those who have been willing to make the ultimate sacrifice. So I'm looking forward to hearing about how these bills move forward because they are really about Wisconsin and helping Wisconsin be better.
Making it a state holiday means state offices would be closed and school districts that close for state holidays would cancel class. Democrats' package of bills also creates a veterans mental health grant program and adds funding to the Missing in Action Recovery Program. All three proposals would need Republican support to pass. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Anacua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Anacua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Anacua Anacua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at AnacuaCars.com.
Do the Bucks have a new leader? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks' new center, Miles Turner, picked up in that trade with the Indiana Pacers, so far has done a lot to help set up his teammates with good shots. Is that a form of leadership? Head coach Doc Rivers.
It just tells you. It's funny talking to Reggie Miller before the game because he knows Indiana. He said, man, you like that leadership? I said, it's amazing. I said, I never knew. He said, no, that was the key for them. But he was such a great leader.
The Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tonight. NFL, the Packers preparing to host the Carolina Panthers Sunday at noon. Quarterback Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Love completed 20 passes in a row against the Steelers. Had he ever done that before in college or high school?
I don't know who keeps stats like that in high school, so I don't know. I'm not sure.
Kids seem to know how many points they always score.
Yeah. I don't know. Probably the first time ever, yeah.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We examine EKGs and use advanced imaging to uncover minute details. But what we see is you. We see how your heart beats with love and powers laughter. Even as we practice the latest medical science and perform advanced procedures, what we see is how we can help you live a healthy and active life. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Heart Care. What we see is you.
Stock up with big fall savings at Menards. Winterize with RV and marine antifreeze and automotive antifreeze on sale now. Save big on an 8-pack of 100-watt or 12-pack of 60-watt LED light bulbs. Protect your home and family with great sale prices on select security lights and smoke alarms. Plus, stay warm with a fantastic selection of space heaters on sale. Check out Menards' weekly flyer for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Q Country.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Some fog this morning, but that will burn off here later today. But we will stay cloudy with a high right around 48 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to 31 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers, maybe even a flurry mixed in with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
98 Q Country.
We were born in this little town. Growing up, I was counting down every single day till we made our getaway. But you said you could never see yourself trying to make a life anywhere else. This would be your home. And I was on my own. But ever since you said goodbye, I've been out here on the wind. And baby, you would be surprised at all the places you have been. I've seen you in Albuquerque, waiting out a blizzard. Watching the sun set in Monterey. Girl, I swear, just the other day you were down in Georgia picking them peaches. In Carolina, barefoot on the beaches. No matter where you choose to be, in my heart I'll always see you everywhere. Days when I'm passing through, the conversation always turns to you, and I hear you're doing fine, living out by the county line. Got a man that's home every night, a couple of kids, and the kind of life that you want to lead. Guess you could say the same for me. But you and I made our choices all those years ago. Still I know I'll hear your voice and see you down the road. Maybe in Oklahoma, driving across the prairie. Never
All About Wisconsin. Hometown Radio Refreshed. 98Q Country.
Way too much for way too little. He drinks way too early till way too late. He hasn't had a race since New Year's Day in 88. Gets trampled on by everyone except when he comes in here. Now he's a product of the haggard generation. He's got a redneck side when you get him agitated. He got the gold tooth look from a stiff right hook. He's proud he took for his right wing stand on Vietnam. Says he lost his brother there. He yells out Johnny Cash and the band starts to play. A ring of fire as he walks up and stands there by the stage. And he says, hell yeah, I'll turn it up, right. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song. Guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good and love was easy.
got an MBA and a plush corner office. She got a don't mess with me attitude. She'll close a deal, she don't reveal that she can't feel the loneliness, the emptiness, except when she comes in here. She's a product of the me generation. She's got a rock and roll side when you get her agitated. She got the tattoo there on her derriere from a spring break there in Panama, when love was all she thought she'd ever need. She yells out to the band, no any Bruce Springsteen. Then she jumps up on the bar and she starts to scream. She says, hell yeah! Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song, guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good, love was easy. Yeah, yeah, anything to get my mind off thinking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Sing that song. A guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good. Hell yeah. Turn it up. Right on. Hell yeah. Sounds good. Sing that song.
Right, Montgomery Gentry. 98Q Country. Good Thursday morning. We're enjoying this brisk Thursday morning. Temperatures in the mid-20s or so, cooler for you low-outlying people. But we're warming up the studio here with a little first-round golf from the Rolex Hotel Planner in Mallorca, Spain. Oh, it's wonderful. It's beautiful there. Oh, my goodness. I think I'm going to have to bring my Thursday mornings. I'm going to bring my putter in and find some old plastic stadium cup and do. I think I got to do that in studio here. That would be wonderful in January. I think I just put something on my Christmas gift list for my wife. A putting mat. Be nice. I hope your day goes well. If you like baseball, it was entertaining in the fact that the Blue Jays went to L.A. and beat them 2 out of 3. So now we go back to Toronto. There seems to be a pattern of road teams doing pretty well in the playoffs the last couple of years. I don't know what the numbers are, but it certainly seems like a lot of road teams are winning. So the Dodgers now are going to go back to Toronto and try to win 2 and win the World Series. So 3-2, Toronto is up. They just need one more. They shut down that Dodger lineup that's got, you know, Hall of Famers and potential Hall of Famers strewn all over it. It's crazy. They shut him down last night. Who was that guy for Toronto? Savage or whatever his name was. He was mowing him down. He had that split finger or whatever that thing was. It was going here and it was dancing. Dodger hitters couldn't figure it out. So the Blue Jays win it last night. We have exciting tournament volleyball for you tonight. Prentice and Rib Lake. 7 o'clock tonight from the Rib Lake gym. And we're going to talk with Prentice head coach Mike Murphy and just preview that a little bit. He'll join us live about 8 o'clock here this morning. Some words of wisdom to get this Thursday going. Let's take a moment here to focus on the family.
The secret to success isn't avoiding mistakes. It's learning how to grow from them and keep moving forward. Cade Lovell can tell you all about that. He entered a foot race when he was just 9 years old and won it in remarkable fashion. Mind you, he wasn't racing on the playground against schoolmates. This was a 10K against adults. Officially, Cade was registered to run the 5K, but a few kilometers in, a volunteer instructed him to turn left when he should have turned turned right. It wasn't until later that Cade realized he was following the 10K course. Unsure of what to do, he kept running and not only completed the race, he took first place overall, beating out the kids in his age group as well as the adult competitors. Sometimes life puts us on a path we never intended to be on. That certainly happened to me. My mom died when I was 9. My stepdad abandoned me and my siblings within hours of her funeral. I went into foster care, then reunited with my father, but he died when I was 12. I not only survived, but those experiences shaped me into the man I am today. So I think you can trust me when I say, you're capable of much more than you know. You're stronger than the circumstances that you face. With a little grit and a little faith, you can keep moving forward and make it through to the other side in victory. For more to help you thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
It's Macy's Friends and Family, the best time to kickstart your holiday shopping with big savings on our best brands like DKNY, Hugo Boss, Karl Lagerfeld Paris, and more at 30% off. Plus, take 15% off Valentino, Gucci, and more top beauty brands. Or Star Rewards members can earn $20 in Star Money for every $100 spent on eligible brands. Going on now, only at Macy's Friends and Family. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
98Q Country.
She moved into my old apartment. That's how we got this whole thing started. She called and said that I had mail waiting for me. I told her that I'd come and get it. How could I know in just a minute that I'd be standing face to face to my own destiny? Oh, and we sat there talking just like we were old friends. Oh, then I asked her, can I see? Right now, love can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes. The days flew by just like a fast train, and nothing else has been on my brain except the thought of how she makes me the man I wanna be. One I want for a million reasons. Loving her is just like breathing. It's easy and it's obvious. She was made for me. Oh, then it happened one night
question, much to my surprise. She said yes, I said wow. She said when, and I said how about right now, love. Can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes. And nothing's been the same since she said yes. I said wow. She said when. I said how about right now, love. Can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in faith, and she said yes.
Area Reality Radio Sports Play by Play. All at 98QCountry.com.
Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you trying to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? Yeah. And if he's just a friend, then tell me why's he always calling?
But why's he calling?
You can't play me like a fiddle, girl. See, that's where you went wrong. There's been rumors around this town, and now I know what's going on. You and him, you say you're friends, but we both know damn well. When I ain't around, you're going down, but you ain't by yourself. Oh boy, in a Ridgeline, and I drive a Chevy. He ain't got no straight pipe, so baby, can you tell me? Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you trying to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? So much you're knocking off the leaves. I got my own thoughts on what's going on when I ain't in Tennessee. What he say when the door closed? You can't see if it don't show. You say I'm overthinking just cause I wanna know. Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you trying to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. Why's he call you darling?
That boy in a Ridgeline, and I drive a Chevy. He ain't got no straight pipe, so baby, can you tell me?
That boy in a Ridgeline, and I drive a Chevy. He ain't got no straight pipe, so baby, can you tell me? Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you trying to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever.